Ah, does the smell of wood smoke make you feel all warm and cozy inside? How about the satisfaction of cutting the chill without running up the utility bill? But hey, the smoke might be making your neighbors sick, quite literally. People like Patty Connolly of Tacoma, she has asthma. Going outside in winter, she says, can make her seize up and choke.
I wish that they could cut down on some of the wood burning in Pierce County and all over. It would certainly help a lot.
Connolly is one of dozens of people to vent on the public comment line at the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency. The agency also hears from people who say now is not the time to crack down on wood stoves.
Particularly during this current economic downturn, any new rules about burning wood would impose an undue hardship and a disproportionate burden financially and very realistically in a very physical sense.
Yeah, probably you guys need to give me a job and pay my electric bill so I don't have to burn the wood. That's my idea.
For two decades, federal, state, and local agencies have been trying to curtail smoke from older, highly polluting wood stoves and fireplace inserts.
Those levels build up when we have an inversion. They can cause lung issues, they can cause heart attacks, they can cause strokes.
Craig Kenworthy directs the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency. His agency and others have long offered rebates and incentives to upgrade to cleaner heat sources. For example, $1,500 to rip out a wood stove and put in a gas or oil furnace. But progress is painfully slow.
We've changed out 1,200 of the older, more polluting devices in the Tacoma-Pierce County area. There are 24,000 of them still in the area. So that gives you some sense of the scale. You really have a scale question of needing to move forward and having a greater emphasis on getting to those cleaner devices.
In other words, stiffer measures are needed. Similar scenarios are unfolding all around the region. In the greater Tacoma area this winter, the incentives for changeouts more than doubled to get wood burners to switch to natural gas or electric heat. A task force also recommends stepped-up enforcement of burning restrictions when there's stagnant air. The Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency has just started a reward or bounty for people who simply turn in an old polluting wood stove. Spokesman Dave Caprile says the agency hopes to head off people looking to make a quick buck by illegally reselling an uncertified stove on Craigslist, for example.
Because if they're expecting $200 to $400 for an uncertified wood stove as a sale item, realize they can't do that. At least we'll be able to provide them with something to kind of help them over that.
The consolation prize or reward they're offering? $100. Meanwhile, Oregon is trying a different tack. Oregon has become the first state in the nation to require home sellers to remove the older polluting kind of wood stoves if one is present at time of sale. Klamath Falls realtor Terry Nash says buyers appreciate it and sellers are coming around to their new obligation.
As always, the first couple times when you ran into somebody, it was a little, well, wait a minute, you know, I paid a lot of money for that stove. And you say, well, how long ago did you buy that stove? Well, it's been 20 years now. I said, well, then you have gotten all your money out of the stove. So it's time to have it removed.
Earlier this year, the Washington legislature briefly considered but then rejected a similar proposal to require any uncertified wood stove be removed when a home is sold. Finally, something clever and low-tech from another place that knows about dirty air in winter. Fairbanks, Alaska just received a $70,000 grant from EPA to launch a firewood exchange. Bring in a cord of wet wood, and soon you can go home with a cord of cleaner-burning dry wood. I'm Tom Bonsi in Tacoma.